My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
We made it, brother.
Oh, we did.
We made it. The mashup week, the jacked up week, Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We got jacked up. Remember that? Remember that? You can't do that anymore.
No, and then the movie Concussion came out, and they said,
we should change the segment.
This is Norby Williamson. That bit dies.
Sure does.
ESPN reference.
Sure does. Sure does. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Willard and Dibs. One Mo. Time.
Oh, I can't wait.
Before, you know what I was talking to the lovely Christy about yesterday? When you do the morning show, but then you go back to the afternoon show on Monday, kind of feels like a 3-day weekend.
Completely.
It's a really, really long weekend that we're about to embark on, because it starts at 10 in the morning and it's not over until 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday.
Great call. And I always thought that doing mornings in general was a 3-day weekend, because you'd get off on Friday at 10 and you would have all Friday, all Saturday, most of Sunday, although Sunday night football was always a point of sadness for me when I was doing mornings, because
you associated that music with going back to work.
Exactly. Bedtime. Because that would come on at 5:30 and you'd like a full day of Sunday, and then you get to 5:30 and you kick off and it's like, oh God, I got to get to bed. Maybe I'll make it to halftime.
You just gave me the feels right there with that music. We're getting close.
So close.
We're getting close, and thank God. Whether you believe in God or not, thank God. You know why? Because the San Francisco 49ers are on the way, and I'd argue we need them. So here's something we're thinking about.
Help me, John and Kyle.
Well,
you're our only hope.
No joke. No joke. I mean, what are we doing here in 2024? The fan all-star break. Are you a buyer or a seller on Bay Area sports in the second half of 2024? I don't want to make it sound like, I'm all focused on the negative side of the ledger, because that's like, it's weird to be like, we lost the Super Bowl. Well, you went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So, like, it's not like last year was some awful year for the 49ers. But calendar year 2024, I do think the Bay Area sports fan right now feels like we're in a little bit of a rut. I do think that. If you just think of this calendar year, the 49ers won two playoff games, but they looked like crap for the large part of both of them. And then they went to a Super Bowl. They could have won. They should have won. They really, really should have won. And they didn't. And from that moment forward, we've gotten a healthy Warrior team that missed the playoffs, but didn't just miss the playoffs, got slapped by their little brothers to tell them that they were missing the playoffs, followed by, and this is what, you know, one thing we'll get into a lot today as the Giants start their quote-unquote second half, but we're pretty darn close to their final third. This season has, I don't know what word you want to use, but this has not been good. This has not been good at all based on what the Giants should be.
Yeah, and think about the calendar year and think about losses and wins. Well, the Niners lost the Super Bowl. The Warriors lost Klay Thompson. They lost the play-in game. Thanks. And the Giants have lost more games than they've won. And they haven't really, I mean, the biggest win of the year, there have been fun wins and wild pitch walk-offs and, you know, buck-offs and walk-offs and all the rest of it. But you're still one of the also-rans in the wild card race. You're not a team that is really feeling like you're going to make a run. So you're right. Halfway through the year, a little bit more than halfway through the year, where are the wins as we look at 2024?
Well, and I didn't even, you just brought up some of the emotional stuff that I didn't even bring up. Klay Thompson is gone.
That's a loss.
The San Francisco Giants excited their fan base with the signing of Blake Snell. He has zero wins.
Right.
A couple good outings last two outings. The 49ers star receiver is emotional. He has taken it personal. He's mad. He's on TikTok. And here we go. Here we go. Second half of the season and training camp opening. And I think, yeah, we need some wins. And I don't mean that in the standings. I just mean us. We need some wins. We need something to believe in
right
now.
We need Brandon Ayuk signed. We need a move at the deadline from Farhan Zaidi that makes us feel like, oh, yeah, you're going for it. The Giants are going for it. They traded a couple of prospects we don't know for a fill-in-the-blank, shortstop, first baseman, another closer, whatever it is. It feels like we need a win here as we head into August, and you know, we get into Niners camp, and I know you and I are going out next week, and that'll be fun to watch. Yep. You know, watch guys running around and you know, hear the horn and the whistle, and then you know, be there with all the media folks, and we'll all make our judgments. Like, you know, yesterday they played the 4-year anniversary of Bonte and Joe and their Trey Lance takes after one practice, which I thought was awesome.
I'm doing a Pearsall video next week. I'm doing it.
I love it.
Because he's Jerry Rice.
That's it.
I'm doing it. I'm doing a video where I'm going to post it, Dibs. I'm going to post that thing. Multiple platforms. Pearsall, he's that dude. You can just see it by looking at him.
And it could be a freezing cold take in 4 years.
It might
and
be.
I applaud the guys yesterday for
it was fun.
Opening that up. And, you know, it kind of gave Steiny and Goo a whole show. And, you know, Bonte and Joe kind of revealed that reality that 4 years ago they were super, super excited. So, but I hope that we have something this week, today, over the next portion of the month that we can get that excited about, right?
That'd be great. That whole thing, you know, you end up, if you listen to the station a lot, you ended up hearing it like four times yesterday. And the part that makes me laugh every time is the very end.
You can't even get through it.
It's the very end when Shasky just uncorks his signature. Let go! Let go! It's just like, yeah, let's go to Dallas and watch football.
Right.
That's where the Trey Lance experience ended. But whatever, I get it. We've all got him. You know, I've sat here and thought about how would I handle a show if the breaking news sounder hits, and this might happen here in the second half of 2024. The breaking news sounder, Grandy hits it, and they go through the little music and the little intro, and then he gives me that point, and I go, and he whispers in my ear, check Giants Twitter.
Oh.
Giants Twitter.
Schefter. And, it's a Schefter. It's a Woj bomb.
I go to Giants Twitter and
check
I go.
Check John Heyman.
And there it is.
I'd rather
right?
not.
Check. check
Jeff Passan.
Totally.
Bob Jeff Nightingale.
And, I go, okay, the San Francisco Giants have fired.
Oh, no.
President of Baseball Operations, Farhan Zaidi. I'm well aware of what my reputation is in this town, and I know that some of you are waiting. You're waiting to turn things that I've said throughout the years into one of those freezing cold takes, and it may well be. It may already be. The fact that when they hired him, I thought it was a fantastic hire. And then I got a chance to talk to him, and we got to watch things sort of unfold. And yeah, there's the Bochy year, and you're like, okay, we just got to move on. And then, so you're setting the table.
Right.
Thank you. And thank you, Boch. And you get through that year, and then there's the pandemic year. We only got to play 60 games. And so you're just, it was a big whatever. And so that for me, 2021 was the big, all right, dude, let's see what you got. And he was like, you like 107 wins? Do you like that?
It seems mythical now looking back because since then they've been straight up 500.
Not even.
Yeah, a shade below. Yeah, but the 107 almost feels like an anomaly. It is an anomaly, but it feels almost like it didn't happen.
And my freezing cold take, one of them, plenty of them, is in that year, you remember what was often, I thought, a national argument, which is this is a paper tiger. This isn't real. This is quirky, or the F word.
I love the F word. Fluke.
This is a fluke.
It's a fluke, Mark.
And I fought the fluke. Yeah. I fought the fluke. I sat there after every single game
and
spoke.
Me both.
Spoke on the radio.
We battled.
Fluke is like, hey, we're not that good, but we somehow scratched out 87 wins. I'm like, they won more games than any Giants team in the history of a very storied organization. How could that be a fluke? It was a fluke.
Let's go ahead and cut that, Granny.
It was a fluke.
Thank you. And it sucks to hear you say that.
They have been uninteresting and ineffective ever since. And so, you know, here we are. And what is in some ways exciting and also odd at the very same time is starting tonight, the San Francisco Giants will embark on a 10-day, 11-game experience that is supposed to essentially either erase or confirm everything we've watched for the last 2.5 years. You come out of 107, and what do? You're 500, whatever. Then you come back, you're a little bit under 500.
Four below.
And you fire your manager. But then you spend big. And you go, okay, Bo Mel's here. And he brought Chappie and Snell with him. We go rock. And you are 47 and 50.
Yep.
And I'm now supposed to buy into the idea that with 11 games remaining until the break, 7 of them against one of the worst baseball teams I've ever seen in my entire life. If you boogie during that time, then it's all okay. And we're going to go for it. And you'll see these last 65 games, they're going to be something. And we're going to take this thing into late September. And who knows, maybe a playoff berth. But if you are to go 4-7 or 5-6 during this 11-game stretch, that's it. We're selling pieces off. And I'm actually going to start. I'm going to call U-Haul and just have him send a couple boxes. I'm not going to fill them yet, but I'm going to be prepared to clean out my office here in about 2 or 3 months.
For Farhan, yeah.
Right.
And shout out Pods, which not P-O-D-Z, but P-O-D-S, which I don't know if you go around your neighborhood and you look.
Oh, sure. Those things in the driveway.
Exactly. Yeah. Somebody's got a Pods in their driveway and it's like, oh, somebody's moving. And that's the clear cut sign before the real estate sign comes up. Somebody's got a Pods and it's like, ooh, this person's on the move.
Sometimes that means someone's moving. Sometimes it means they've given up. They're like, right. We don't have any space in here. I won't throw things away. I refuse to do spring cleaning. Let's put a box on the driveway, and instead of parking our car there, we'll put more crap.
It's just so funny you say that, because in my neighborhood, we do what I call garage judgment, where somebody has their garage door open, and you know, we're walking with the two-year-old, and you walk by somebody's garage, and you look in, and you go, hoarder.
Oh, boy.
That's a hoarder.
Yeah.
That's a hoarder. Or you look at another garage and it's like, man, you have garage envy. Somebody who's got everything put away, overhead bins, workout equipment in the car.
Carpet.
You can park two cars in there.
You got a TV and a couch.
If you've got a garage, can you park two cars, one car, or zero cars?
I don't know.
Garage judgment.
I don't know the last time I've been able to park two cars into a garage. When I lived down south, there were a couple places I lived that had a carport. Not like an apartment complex. Yeah. Like it had a garage, but it had no door.
Yeah.
So like you back of your car just... So we'd park there because you can't keep stuff there because there's no door. People will just walk by and steal it.
Exactly.
But
we've
man.
Got a garage and we are a one-car garage because we got one car worth of stuff. And, you know, Supper's got her Peloton tread and we got whatever, the washer dryer. So... We're one car status, but you do walk by some places, and it's like, man, you couldn't even put like a children's bike in there.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I don't have a garage, and therefore I am free from judgment.
Yeah, and also have a free from pad. Hoarding. You can't hoard.
Can't do it.
Right.
Although I do have I got a big old secret space down below the house.
Nice.
But you can only go there in the summer. Because the walkway down there, when it rains, you're not going down there. So don't put anything down there that's
slippery
need winter.
And dangerous.
Yes,
or
yeah, both, yes, okay. And just dirty, muddy.
Yeah,
not going down there.
And
we're
spiders
not doing
too.
Yeah.
And we're not doing spiders. I know you're not doing spiders.
We're doing spiders.
Yeah,
you got to be that.
But you're not a big spider guy.
I'm not a spider guy, but you're the man of the house. You got to do the spiders.
Sure.
You got to do the spiders.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Wiggins.
Farhan, Pods, boxes. I mean, we're looking, it's funny that you say that, like the next 10 days, and you hit me with 10 days and 11 games, and it reminded me of one of my favorite things that's coming up, an actual doubleheader.
An actual doubleheader.
Two games
inside one day. The Giants do not have a day off before the break, and in fact, on one of the days, they're going to jam two games in there.
And I love it.
Okay.
It's old school.
Yeah. So Colorado's a four-game series in 3 days next weekend. Two games on Saturday. The Dodgers next week. That's a four-game series. Three games in Colorado this week. 11 games in 10 days. And in many ways, this is fun. It's exciting. It is also wildly irrational. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen us buy into in sports. Farhan Zaidi's going to tell us last week. So, well, the players have to tell us which direction we're going. No sport should decide the future of what they're doing in 10 days. That's dumb. That doesn't make any sense. I actually don't even believe that he believes that. I think he was trying to send a message. I think he was trying to create urgency in the clubhouse. I don't know what's going on in the clubhouse. I can't tell you if the guys are playing Pusoy Dos or if they're staring at each other going, we better freaking win tomorrow, or somewhere in between. I don't know. But if you're telling me that after 2.5 years of slightly sub 500 baseball, you're going to decide who you are from today till next Sunday, that is... irrational.
Right.
That's totally irrational.
It is, but it's also real because if they do go 3-8 over these games and you realize that you're then 6 or 7 games out of the wild card, well, you're not going to go out and buy anything. And if you don't buy anything, you're hoping that Robbie Ray comes back and is impactful and Snell stays healthy and you actually make a run. And if you don't make a run and you don't do anything at the deadline, I do think that this becomes a definitive moment for Farhan Zaidi. And I think that maybe the die would be cast at that point. But if you do go 8-3, over the next 11, including maybe you take 3 or 4 from the Dodgers. And it's like, whoa.
Maybe. I mean, the Giants are going to huck some real pitchers at this team Monday through Thursday. And the Dodgers are being a little wobbly right now. Their pitching staff's not great. Their lineup's their lineup. It's minus Mookie. So, yeah, the Dodgers are gettable. Giants just took 2 out of 3 from them, and quite frankly, probably should have had all 3 when the Dodgers were here about a week and a half ago. So that series feels a little bit less scary, and I don't know how the Giants are going to play their pitching staff. The only thing they've announced is that Kyle Harrison will throw tonight, but I have to think that Logan Webb is going to get a Dodger game. I have to think that Blake Snell is going to get a Dodger game. I bet Robbie Ray gets a Dodger game. And so you're throwing some real starting pitchers at that team. You have to at least split it. To me, par or the hope slash expectation, 7-4. You have to win both the Rockies series, and you have to split in L.A. You go 7-4, you get to the break at straight up 500, and you try to boogie. Now, what does that even mean? I don't even know what's available. You know what I mean? I don't know who's out there. And what are you going to go get? You're going to go get a shortstop?
Right.
Are you going to go get a corner outfielder who you know, hits home runs at a high clip?
Maybe you go get a closer. Mason Miller's going to be available from the A's.
Depending on
how you feel about Camilo Duvall and his ability to be your closer, not only now but going into the future, maybe that's a move that you look to make.
I said earlier this week that if the right thing presents itself, I don't think the Giants should be closed to trading Camilo Duvall at all. I'm not trading him just to trade him, but I feel like some of the qualities he has shown off the field this year are not good. And when you combine them with qualities on the field that have not been that good, I would be open to the idea if you felt, as you just kind of laid out, there was a suitable replacement, either as an acquisition or if you feel like Ryan Walker is ready to do this. I don't know. The closer that's a certain mentality. It's a certain characteristic with people. I don't know if any of the other bullpen guys have it, but I tell you what, when Ryan Walker takes the mound right now, I'm a hell of a lot more confident that that's going to be a zero on the board than when Camilo goes out there.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Yeah, and that's something you have to address. And again, depending on how these next 10 days go, which is pretty hilarious when you think about the totality of the Farhan Zaidi era, 10 days to decide, are you buying? Are you selling? Is he staying? Is he going? Where are we with the Giants here as we go down the stretch? Because the wild card is gettable. The D-backs right now are a game out at 49-48. The Mets are 49-46. You're only 3 games back. So if you go on a nice little 10-day run over 11 games, you could jump up to where you are right on the precipice, and that's all anyone wants.
Yeah, you could do that, and life is always like anything else. It's a matter of perspective. You're like, only 3 games out. You know, I heard Grandy saying this on the way in. It's like, you could make that up in a weekend. All true. So you could blue sky this. Here's another way to look at it. The Pirates are ahead of the Giants, and they've got the same record as the Reds.
Yep.
And you don't look at those teams and think a damn thing. In fact, you think of those teams as representative of, like, whatever. National League, those are some of the teams that aren't trying. The Pirates have a better record than the San Francisco Giants, and the Reds have the same record as the San Francisco Giants.
And the Mets are the third wild card right now.
Correct.
And they're not very good. So
no.
It's gettable, but at the same time, depending on how you look at it, it's also a little bit shameful that you're behind these teams.
But 7 of these 11 games you're about to play are against a team that is 34-63.
It's a good 34-63, though.
Oh my God.
Good Lord.
All right. So we're sponsored by Lucky California. We're also brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. And check this, everybody. We've been talking about it all week. It's autographed Klay Thompson jersey day. Plus, 3 packs of Klay bobbleheads, which if you're on Twitch and YouTube, are right next to my face right now. Look at these Klay bobbles. Okay, they're fantastic. We'll tell you more about how you can win them coming up next. 888-957-9570. Are you, as a Bay Area sports fan, a buyer or a seller on the remainder of 2024? This is Willard and Dibbs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Now back to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Bonte and Shasky, here's Mark Willard and Dan Dibley.
What are you going to miss about this week? I know my answer, not that.
The rejoiner.
Not that.
The liner.
Yeah.
I will miss the 10:05 walkout. I will miss dinner with my wife and baby. Because when I get home, they've already eaten.
They don't wait for you?
They do a 6 o'clock dinner, and baby's got to go down earlier, to eat. Yep. And so I get home, and it's shovel, and then now I'm on baby duty. And so I will miss being able to sit down and set the table and have dinner and watch Mila just pound Tato last night. Tato! More Tato!
Yeah, dude.
She loves her some roasted potato.
Some potatoes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll miss that.
Do as many of those as you can.
Yeah.
Because especially with daughters, the idea of setting the table and sitting around and having dinner, there's a great comedy skit by Tina Fey, who has or maybe recently had teen daughters. Maybe they've reached 20 now. I don't know, but she does this whole bit about like knocking on their door and sort of like inviting them to dinner in their own house. Like if you're not busy, like some of us were thinking maybe we might have dinner. I don't know if you're available right now. And those teen daughters will just like, you're lucky if they'll look up from their phone to look at you and be like, yeah, ew. No, I'm not.
Right. I'm not eating.
With you?
Right.
Enjoy it while it lasts, buddy.
I hate everybody.
Yeah, you got some time. We're streaming on Twitch and YouTube, all you crazy people. Come look at Dibs's cool-looking mug. Twitch.tv/957TheGame. YouTube.com/957TheGame. It's powered by First NorCal Credit Union. And while you're here, look at these Look at these clay bobbleheads.
You got the paper plane bobble. You got the Captain Clay bobble. I can't see the third one on the bottom.
The third one is headband clay.
I like it.
Yeah. So headband clay.
Captain Clay.
Captain Clay.
Yeah.
And paper plane clay. Now, that's a whole pack. Like, the winners today get all three, right?
Correct. Okay. Each of the three winners.
They get all three?
One from each.
Three.
Wow.
Yeah. So there are going to be three winners today. And the one that you need to be most sort of like concerned about or concern yourself with right now is opportunity number one, which comes up in a little bit over an hour and a half. 8:11 this morning, that will be winner one. And you will win all three bobbles and be one of three qualifiers to win the signed Klay Thompson jersey. It's a Warriors jersey. Everyone's done that joke already.
Right.
It's a Warriors jersey. So anyway, 8:11 this morning, your first chance to win. And then, of course, there'll be an opportunity with Bonte and Joe at 1:11 and a chance with Stein and Goo at 5:11. And then once all three qualification sensations are done,
cha-ching!
There will be one winner, one man or woman.
Right.
For
number one,
the jersey. If you want to file the contest line right now, so you have that number in your phone.
Yep.
It's 415-523-4652. Don't call now. Don't call now. Don't call now. We ain't giving anything away. We won't even answer. We'll just be annoyed. 415-523-4652. You will call that later today. First chance, 8:11 this morning.
Nice. And all even right? If you just get the bobbles, those are sweet bobbles. And I would go Captain Clay 1, Headband 2, Paper Play 3 as my ranking.
Captain Clay's hard to beat. He's on a boat. Take a good right. hard look at the bobblehead boat. All right?
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Paper Play, they're all great. Anyway, so... whole slew of bobbles being given away today on 95.7 The Game and a signed Klay Thompson jersey. Happy Friday, everyone. This is the hour of the day where the sun starts pouring through the windows right behind you, and I get excited. I get happy. It looks like it's going to be another absolutely perfect day out there.
Yeah, I get really happy because when you walk outside this building and it's 71 degrees, you think, oh, what a beautiful day. And then I get back home through the Caldecott Tunnel and it's already 94. Trending toward 102. Dude. It's like, why did I ever leave the city?
Yeah.
Who would want to come to this place?
I know. It's so funny.
What
and
a
this
dump.
Is, this is true maybe in other
it's a great question.
Locales
Thank
as well.
You, Doc. But
yeah. Can't get a free agent. Yeah, you drive 10 minutes and boy, the temperature can be different. I was home yesterday. I'm like, oh, it's a nice day. And then I did a Costco run in Novato. And I got out of the car. I'm like, oh, God.
Right.
Just calm down, weather.
Seriously.
It went up like 15 degrees. Crazy. But anyway, beautiful. Today's supposed to be beautiful. Hope everybody gets to enjoy it a little bit. And we got a Giants game. And irrational behavior. My brain won't let me not say this. Of course I'm going to be a buyer. And I don't just mean Giants baseball. I mean the remainder of 2024, Bay Area sports. I do think there is some rationale to the idea that the Giants in the second half of the year, you hear my pace here, I'm easing into this point, the remaining 65 games, they should be good. They should be good. I don't know if they will be because the Giants don't do very well with should. But they should.
Do they do very well with good?
They should be good. And there are two main reasons why. Snell now looks like Snell. Robbie Ray is on the way. I'm doing a lot of rhyming this segment. It's a little unsettling. But the Giants have a real starting rotation now, like a real one, a really good one. So I don't know how it's going to shake out, Birdsong and Jordan Hicks and all of that stuff. And that has to be figured out in these 10 days as well. And we could talk about that a little bit, like what you would do. But here's the other thing that I didn't know until director of sports Lucas Alexander sent this to us yesterday.
Yeah.
The Giants have the easiest remaining schedule in all of Major League Baseball. Number one, easiest schedule the rest of the way. I know they got to go to Dodger Stadium next week, but by and large, you are going to get a parade of as far as opponents the rest of the way. So the Giants should not be overwhelmed in any particular stretch of baseball. Although recently they've done fine against the good, they've done just as good against the good teams as they have against the bad. But those two things tell me you should be good.
You should be, but it doesn't mean that they will be.
Of course
and,
not.
You know, you're asking for Robbie Ray to come back and be Cy Young quality, and you're asking Blake Snell to continue to do what he did the last two starts. And forget Alex Cobb, because I don't know if he's ever going to come back, but you should have enough arms with Harrison and Webb. And if you keep Birdsong, or if you stick with Hicks, who's over his high career high innings limit, no matter what, you've got enough arms to make it work. And you look at the schedule, you've got 9 of your next 13 against Colorado and Oakland. And even after that, you've got 4 against Washington. You got 3 against Detroit coming up. You have a couple more against Oakland. Then you got 3 against the White Sox, who are the worst in baseball. Over the next 20 or so games, you've got about 75% of those games against really bad teams.
Yep.
So if you can't, as you say, boogie, it's time to boogie. If you can't do damage over the next month, then you really aren't that good, and your guy Farhan Zaidi might be in real trouble.
Might be in real trouble. And that's why, by the way, I do feel like last week was an empty threat. It doesn't mean that they won't sell. It just means that I don't really take it at face value. And again, last week's threat was, we're going to let the players, and I'm paraphrasing, we're going to let the players guide us and tell us whether or not we should go for it. And if they don't play well, if they play the way we have in the last few games, at the time that he said this, they were coming off of a bad streak, the Blue Jays series. If we play the way we have the last five games, and they went 1-4, then we're going to have to look at selling. Now, I don't think that's even a thought in Farhan's mind. Selling doesn't help him at all.
Right.
But I think he's simply trying to tell the players the urgency is here. Now, since he said that, they went out and took 2 of 3 against a very good Minnesota Twins team. And now they've got 7 of 11 against the Colorado Rockies. You should win the large majority of those games. You take those 7 games, you go 5-2, you go to LA, just kind of hang in there, split those 4, you're 7-4. You're back to 500, and yes, it's go time. But here's the other reason I don't even necessarily think that Farhan was being real with that threat. I don't even know exactly what buying or selling means this year. I don't know who the big sell candidates are. There's very few teams that are out of the race. I'm not hearing buzz about names. I think each trade is taken on its own value, a buy or a sell. There could be some of both.
Right, and I think you look at some teams like the A's and the White Sox. The Angels are a team who would sell. Toronto, we talked about Bo Bichette. They feel like they're going to be in the sell market. In the National League, it's just the Nationals and the Rockies and the Marlins. And the Marlins have already started to sell. Are they going to go full fire sale mode? We don't know, but there are only about 7 teams who are looking to sell, which means the rest of baseball, 23 teams, are all looking to buy, or at least looking to, you know, add something, maybe not a big buy. So I do think the competition for the buyer's market is going to be higher than ever.
Jazz Chisholm is an interesting name. Then again, I'll tell you why there's a certain Giant who could become really relevant in a conversation for Jazz Chisholm. Coming up next, we're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Our jacked-up week, Jack's Restaurant and Bar. One more day on the morning here for Willard and Dibbs.
Now back to the morning roast on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky. Here's Willard and Dibbs.
It's brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Buy or sell. Not just the Giants. Fan buy or sell. Do you think that the rest of 2024 is going to go well or not? I mean, right now, you could easily make an argument either direction. The Giants are under 500. I can see all kinds of skepticism there. The Warriors may have Lauri Markkanen.
No.
They may just start Buddy Hield. I have no idea. Oh, by the way, quick aside.
Yep.
This little Splash Buddies thing?
Splash Buddies?
Have you heard about this?
No, no. Wait, what?
Y'all heard about this? Grandy, Splash you heard Buddies? About Splash Buddies because of Buddy Hield?
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that reference.
They call them like Steph and Buddy. You guys made the Splash Buddies. Listen to me and listen to me really, really closely. Splash left town. It's over. Don't do it. We're not attaching any Splash anything to any other players, especially those who've never even played a game in a Warriors uniform. That was really well earned. That was a big deal. Like, I'm sort of kidding, but I'm sort of serious, too.
You that's sound a, mad.
That's well,
you know, why are you mad, bro?
You know, because it's radio. Anyway, like...
I'm angry, Jeff.
That's awesome. Yeah, so, like, Clay and Steph, what are we doing? Don't mess with that. That's special. They earned that. Don't just, like, sign somebody and be like, okay, you're Splash Net. Like, stop.
His name's Buddy. You get that.
I get that.
Okay.
I get that. But they're not the Splash Buddies.
They might be down the road.
No, there's no more Splash. Splash is over. Warriors, don't market that. That's a no from me, dog.
Mark, you out here sounding like a hater, my brother.
Oh, that's fine on this one.
Thank you, Filmo Mike.
I'm totally fine with that label on this one.
We had a pool party, which is a water-themed nickname.
That's different. That's a pool party. His last name was Pool. And, by the way, freezing cold takes. We were kind of stupid.
It was a pool party.
Yeah, but we were also... Remember when we were trying to come up with a nickname for when Jordan was on the floor with Steph and Clay? And it was like, what is it? The Final Five, like, what's their name?
Blah, blah, blah. Republic.
Yeah, you know what their name is? Over. That's what their name is. Fleeting.
They might eventually become Splash Buddies. So I'm going to go ahead and put that aside for now. And if Buddy goes on a heater and Steph has a big game, they could be Splash Buddies.
What does that mean if he goes on a heater? We're handing out nicknames now for having a good game?
If Steph goes 9 of 13 from 3 and Buddy goes 8 of 14 from 3 and they win and they make 38 threes as a team, they could be Splash Buddies.
No.
I'm okay with that.
No, fine. You'd be okay with it. I'm not. No Splash. There's no Splash. We're not doing Splash for Buddy Hield. I don't even think he's going to start. What are we, like, come on.
It doesn't matter who starts. It matters who finishes. We all know that.
He's not going to finish either.
He's going to come in and just jack threes and go back to the bench.
I feel like Steve Kerr. I feel like Steve Kerr is not happy with the idea of Buddy Hield finishing.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
yeah,
crazy.
I mean, Steve Kerr is over here going like, for 3 years, we've been asking Jonathan Kuminga to make the right decision, and that's why we struggle to get him on the court in big moments. And now we're doing Buddy Hield? Ah. Skeptical. Call me skeptical.
Yeah.
He'll knock down shots. We're not doing nicknames.
You're fair to be skeptical. Yeah. But in terms of what you asked before your quick aside, which for the people who don't know our show very well, it's never quick.
Yeah.
It is an aside, but it's never actually that quick for either one of us. But the buy or sell thing, I'm selling the Giants this year and probably selling the Warriors and their chances of, and again, it's just 2024, but I don't know if they can really do enough between now and then, but I'm buying the Niners. I do think the Niners are, for the rest of this year, by the time we get to New Year's Eve, I think they're going to be in a spot where they're again one of the preeminent teams in the NFC.
Should be.
Yeah.
Should be. Absolutely. We're just in a spot. We're just in a spot. That's all I'm saying. Like, I look at the whole landscape right now, and I go, okay, The Giants have been totally disappointing, and we're having a conversation at the deadline, which is not the conversation we were hoping to have. Klay Thompson left town. Brandon Ayuk is upset. The biggest story of the offseason for the 49ers has not been, wow, they've got the best team. It's everybody wanting money. And I get that. Like, that's very, very difficult to avoid when you're this high profile and you're this good and you have this many good players. And then you have really good years. They're all going to want to get paid, and that's totally fair in the NFL. So I would buy. I would buy because, A, that's how my brain works, and, B, there is a lot of should in the favor of all three teams. I already laid out the Giants thing. They should be good. The 49ers, of course, should be good. And I would still bet my chip on the Brandon Ayuk thing getting figured out in some form. Even if it's just, dude, play on your fifth-year option. Just show up and play. Even if it's that. I do think that gets figured out. As far as the Warriors are concerned, I don't know if there's a big move or not, but I do think just from the standpoint of vibe and availability, you know, like if Draymond Green plays the season and if they are a healthy group and they're a group that wants to be here, and they're definitely a deeper group. All of those things mean that the Warriors, it should be viable. The West is hard, I get that, but I find it to be a viable group. That's kind of, in this moment, that's the view that I'm going to take, but I can see someone poking holes in all three of those.
Yeah, I think the Warriors are viable. What does that mean? Does that mean that they're a sixth seed and that they get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs? Is that viable? Okay, then fine. They're viable. Are they a Western Conference Finals team as they are composed right now? I don't think so. If that's what you consider viable, depends on what you look at. Like for the Giants, for me, viable means they're going to be a wild card team. Yeah, they're going to actually play playoff games. Are the Giants viable? Well, they're closer to it right now than a lot of other teams, and they should be viable. And I'll go with you on that with Robbie Ray and Blake Snell and Logan Webb and Kyle Harrison. And if it's Hicks or if it's Birdsong, whoever it is,
or Cobb
eventually, whatever, they should be. Easiest schedule in baseball. The rotation is coming back and it's going to be nasty. And you've got some young players coming up and contributing. And your team is more healthy now than it's been for the majority of May and June. So, yeah, you'd better be viable.
By the way, also, I think you're getting ahead of yourself a little bit on the Warrior thing. When I say viable, I don't mean, I'm not even thinking about playoffs. That's 2025.
Right.
You know, because you could make a deal at the deadline and become a completely different team if you don't get Lauri Markkanen now. Who knows? Maybe you get Lauri Markkanen on February 6th. I don't know. I just mean that I think that the Warriors can be in a spot where when we get to the holidays, they're playing pretty good basketball. They got significantly more wins than losses, and therefore, you're viable. And then you start to look at the landscape and see where you want to go. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that needs to unfold. Who's playing well that we didn't think was going to play well? Who's not playing well that we thought would play well? You know, or do the Timberwolves turn around and go the other direction? Do the Thunder? I don't know. But I think the Warriors can have a solid start to the season based on what they have. I do like their negotiating position right now. You know, it does feel like they're gassing up Pods. Does that mean they're getting him ready for a trade? Or does that mean they genuinely totally want to keep him and think he's going to be a large contributor to a good team this year? I don't know. I'm not sure which. You could sell me on both. But I like their negotiating position because they do feel like they've legitimately arrived at a spot where they're like, we don't have to make a deal.
They don't, but it'd be cool if they did, but they don't have to make a deal. Right, and it depends on who's involved and what you're going to do with the rest of the players. And, you know, Pods, it feels like they're gassing him up, but they're gassing him up knowing that they want to keep him. They got three more years of great bargain control if he continues to get better. And as Joe Lacob said on that podcast that we've been playing throughout the week, young players tend to get better. So if he gets better from where he is and you're paying him $3 and $4 and $5 million over the length of his contract, then that is an absolute deal. Not quite Brock Purdy, but almost the NBA equivalent of a Brock Purdy deal. And the other piece is the Kuminga, where he either gets extended in October or he plays out his final year and then he gets out there and gets a free agent offer, a qualifying offer, and you make a decision from there. But between now and December, if you have Kuminga and Pods and the rest of these guys, are you viable by the time you get to New Year's? You should be.
Yeah, I mean, money, you know, you're bringing up the money part. Money is always so much more of this than we, I think, as fans want it to be. I mean, if you really do look at why Klay Thompson is not a Warrior anymore, I honestly think money is a big part of it, and I don't mean that just by Klay wanted this and the Warriors wanted to offer that. I think it's more about the fact that Joe Lacob paid more than any other team in the NBA for his team this year, this last year, and didn't make the playoffs. And that makes him very angry. He's angry, Jeff, and it's not, it's not awesome. And so the Lacob view of the team, the perspective, totally changed. Klay, will offer you 2-48. We think we're a good team. Turns out we're not that good of a team, and you were a malcontent all year. Now I'm thinking maybe we offer you nothing, because what we're not going to do is spend $450 million, tax money, aprons, all of this, and be not good. It's largely the exact same conversation the Giants are having. If you want to know why Farhan is upset, you want to know why he's dangling the idea of selling, it's money. It's not that, like, oh, we're disappointed, we wanted to be good and we're not. It's not that. Like, teams can, they can muscle through that. The building is attendance is up. So they're not, like, furious about that. You even heard it in his quote when he's like, the team's got to tell us if we're buyers or sellers. In his quote, we spent over $200 million this year on payroll, and we're 47-50. That's why they're mad. They have the same record as the Reds, and the Reds are getting that record for a lot less.
Right.
I mean, a lot less. That's what makes owners mad. So that's why we're having this conversation, and that's why transactions that we didn't see coming are suddenly on the table, like letting Klay walk.
Right, and letting Klay walk after you offered him 2-48 and he said no, and then you wind up as a 10 seed and you realize you spent $400 million to have one play-in game on the road, no gate at Chase Center, and you got run out of the building at Golden 1. They lit the beam and you got on the bus and you came home and you realized we spent $400 million and we didn't even get a playoff series, so what are we going to do about it? And, you know, Klay Thompson is the number one target because he was the only guy who was a free agent. So he bears the brunt, and that's the way that goes.
Speaking of Klay Thompson, first off, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Back to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Vontae Hill and Joe Shasky. Here's Willard and Dibs.
It's brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Buy or sell. Not just the Giants. Fan buy or sell. Do you think that the rest of 2024 is going to go well or not? I mean, right now, you could easily make an argument either direction. The Giants are under 500. I can see all kinds of skepticism there. The Warriors may have Lauri Markkanen.
No.
They may just start Buddy Hield. I have no idea. Oh, by the way, quick aside.
Yep.
This little Splash Buddies thing.
Splash Buddies?
Have you heard about this?
No. Wait, what?
Y'all heard about this? Granny, Splash you heard Buddies? About Splash Buddies because of Buddy Hield?
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that reference.
They call
before.
Them like Steph and Buddy. You guys made the Splash Buddies. Listen to me and listen to me really, really closely. Splash left town. It's over. Don't do it. We're not attaching any Splash anything to any other players, especially those who've never even played a game in a Warriors uniform. That was really well earned. That was a big deal. Like, I'm sort of kidding, but I'm sort of serious, too.
You that's sound a, mad.
That's well,
you know, why are you mad, bro?
You know, because it's radio. Anyway, like...
I'm angry, Jeff.
That's awesome. Yeah, so, like, Clay and Steph, what are we doing? Don't mess with that. That's special. They earned that. Don't just like sign somebody and be like, okay, you're Splash now. Like, stop.
His name's Buddy. You get that.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay.
I get that. But they're not the Splash Buddies.
They might be down
there's,
the road.
No, there's no more Splash. Splash is over. Warriors, don't market that. That's a no from me, dog.
Mark, you out here sounding like a hater, my brother.
Oh, that's fine on
this
one.
Thank you, Filmo Mike.
I'm totally fine with that label on this one.
We had a pool party, which is a water-themed nickname.
That's different. That's a pool party. His last name was Pool. And, by the way, freezing cold takes. We were kind of stupid.
It was a pool party.
Yeah, but we were also... Remember when we were trying to come up with a nickname for when Jordan was on the floor with Steph and Clay? And it was like, what is it? The Final Five, like, what's their name?
Blah, blah, blah. Republic.
Yeah, you know what their name is? Over. That's what their name is. Fleeting.
They might eventually become Splash Buddies. So I'm going to go ahead and put that aside for now. And if Buddy goes on a heater and Steph has a big game, they could be Splash Buddies.
What does that mean if he goes on a heater? We're handing out nicknames now for having a good game?
If Steph goes 9 of 13 from 3 and Buddy goes 8 of 14 from 3 and they win and they make 38 threes as a team, they could be Splash Buddies.
No.
I'm okay with that.
No, fine. You'd be okay with it. I'm not. No Splash. There's no Splash. We're not doing Splash for Buddy Hield. I don't even think he's going to start. What are we, like, Come on.
It doesn't matter who starts. It matters who finishes. We all know that.
He's not going to finish either.
He's going to come in and just jack threes and go back to the bench.
I feel like Steve Kerr. I feel like Steve Kerr is not happy with the idea of Buddy Hield finishing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, Steve Kerr is over here going like, for 3 years, we've been asking Jonathan Kuminga to make the right decision, and that's why we struggle to get him on the court in big moments. And now we're doing Buddy Hield? Skeptical. Call me skeptical.
Yeah.
He'll knock down shots. We're not doing nicknames.
You're fair to be skeptical, yeah. But in terms of what you asked before your quick aside, which for the people who don't know our show very well, it's never quick.
Yeah.
It is an aside, but it's never actually that quick for either one of us. But the buy or sell thing, I'm selling the Giants this year and probably selling the Warriors and their chances of, and again, it's just 2024, but I don't know if they can really do enough between now and then, but I'm buying the Niners. I do think the Niners are, for the rest of this year, by the time we get to New Year's Eve, I think they're going to be in a spot where they're again one of the preeminent teams in the NFC.
Should be. Yeah. Should be. Absolutely. We're just in a spot. We're just in a spot. That's all I'm saying. Like, I look at the whole landscape right now, and I go, okay, The Giants have been totally disappointing, and we're having a conversation at the deadline, which is not the conversation we were hoping to have. Klay Thompson left town. Brandon Ayuk is upset. The biggest story of the offseason for the 49ers has not been, wow, they've got the best team. It's everybody wanting money. And I get that. Like, that's very, very difficult to avoid when you're this high profile. And you're this good, and you have this many good players, and then you have really good years. They're all going to want to get paid, and that's totally fair in the NFL. So I would buy. I would buy because, A, that's how my brain works, and, B, there is a lot of should in the favor of all three teams. I already laid out the Giants thing. They should be good. The 49ers, of course, should be good. And I would still bet my chip on the Brandon Ayuk thing getting figured out in some form. Even if it's just, dude, play on your fifth-year option. Just show up and play. Even if it's that. I do think that gets figured out. As far as the Warriors are concerned, I don't know if there's a big move or not. But I do think just from the standpoint of vibe and availability, you know, like if Draymond Green plays the season and if they are a healthy group, and they're a group that wants to be here, and they're definitely a deeper group. All of those things mean that the Warriors, it should be viable. The West is hard, I get that, but I find it to be a viable group. That's kind of, in this moment, that's the view that I'm going to take, but I can see someone poking holes in all three of those.
Yeah, I think the Warriors are viable. What does that mean? Does that mean that they're a sixth seed and that they get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs? Is that viable? Okay, then fine. They're viable. Are they a Western Conference Finals team as they are composed right now? I don't think so. If that's what you consider viable, depends on what you look at. Like for the Giants, for me, viable means they're going to be a wild card team. Yeah, they're going to actually play
absolutely
playoff games. Are the Giants viable? Well, they're closer to it right now than a lot of other teams, and they should be viable. And I'll go with you on that with Robbie Ray and Blake Snell and Logan Webb and Kyle Harrison. And if it's Hicks or if it's Birdsong, whoever it is,
or Cobb
yep, eventually, whatever,
yep.
They should be. Easiest schedule in baseball. The rotation is coming back, and it's going to be nasty, and you've got some young players coming up and contributing, and your team is more healthy now than it's been for the majority of May and June, so yeah, you'd better be viable.
By the way, also, I think you're getting ahead of yourself a little bit on the Warrior thing. When I say viable, I don't mean, I'm not even thinking about playoffs. That's 2025.
Right.
You know, because you could make a deal at the deadline and become a completely different team if you don't get Lauri Markkanen now. Who knows? Maybe you get Lauri Markkanen on February 6th. I don't know. I just mean that I think that the Warriors can be in a spot where when we get to the holidays, they're playing pretty good basketball. They got significantly more wins than losses, and therefore you're viable. And then you start to look at the landscape and see where you want to go. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that needs to unfold. Who's playing well that we didn't think was going to play well? Who's not playing well that we thought would play well? You know, or do the Timberwolves turn around and go the other direction? Do the Thunder? I don't know. But I think the Warriors can have a solid start to the season based on what they have. I do like their negotiating position right now. You know, it does feel like they're gassing up Pods. Does that mean they're getting him ready for a trade? Or does that mean they genuinely totally want to keep him and think he's going to be a large contributor to a good team this year? I don't know. I'm not sure which. You could sell me on both. But I like their negotiating position because they do feel like they've legitimately arrived at a spot where they're like, we don't have to make a deal.
They don't, but it'd be cool if they did, but they don't have to make a deal. Right, and it depends on who's involved and what you're going to do with the rest of the players. And, you know, Pods, it feels like they're gassing him up, but they're gassing him up knowing that they want to keep him. They got three more years of great bargain control if he continues to get better. And as Joe Lacob said on that podcast that we've been playing throughout the week, young players tend to get better. So if he gets better from where he is and you're paying him $3 and $4 and $5 million over the length of his contract, then that is an absolute deal. Not quite Brock Purdy, but almost the NBA equivalent of a Brock Purdy deal. And the other piece is the Kuminga, where he either gets extended in October or he plays out his final year and then he gets out there and gets a free agent offer, a qualifying offer, and you make a decision from there. But between now and December, if you have Kuminga and Pods and the rest of these guys, are you viable by the time you get to New Year's? You should be.
Yeah, I mean, money, you know, you're bringing up the money part. Money is always so much more of this than we, I think, as fans want it to be. I mean, if you really do look at why Klay Thompson is not a Warrior anymore, I honestly think money is a big part of it. And I don't mean that just by Klay wanted this and the Warriors wanted to offer that. I think it's more about the fact that Joe Lacob paid more than any other team in the NBA for his team this year, this last year, and didn't make the playoffs. And that makes him very angry. He's angry, Jeff, and it's not awesome. And so the Lacob view of the team, the perspective, totally changed. Klay, will offer you 2 and 48. We think we're a good team. Turns out we're not that good of a team, and you were a malcontent all year. Now I'm thinking maybe we offer you nothing, because what we're not going to do is spend $450 million, tax money, aprons, all of this, and be not good. It's largely the exact same conversation the Giants are having. If you want to know why Farhan is upset, you want to know why he's dangling the idea of selling, it's money. It's not that like, oh, we're disappointed, we wanted to be good and we're not. It's not that. Like, teams can, they can muscle through that. The building is attendance is up. So they're not like furious about that. You even heard it in his quote when he's like, the team's got to tell us if we're buyers or sellers. In his quote, we spent over $200 million this year on payroll, and we're 47 and 50. That's why they're mad. They have the same record as the Reds, and the Reds are getting that record for a lot less.
Right.
I mean, a lot less. That's what makes owners mad. So that's why we're having this conversation, and that's why transactions that we didn't see coming are suddenly on the table, like letting Klay walk.
Right, and letting Klay walk after you offered him 2 and 48 and he said no, and then you wind up as a 10 seed and you realize you spent $400 million to have one play-in game on the road, no gate at Chase Center, and you got run out of the building at Golden 1. They lit the beam and you got on the bus and you came home and you realized we spent $400 million and we didn't even get a playoff series, so what are we going to do about it? And, you know, Klay Thompson is the number one target because he was the only guy who was a free agent. So he bears the brunt, and that's the way that goes.
Speaking of Klay Thompson, first off, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or Just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.